Welcome to Heathen on the Hedge,
a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. I'm Shay.
And I'm Merlin.
And we want to welcome you all to our first episode of our podcast.
Number one.
This is super exciting and super, really nerve-wracking.
Super nerve-wracking.
But we're super stoked to share this like experience with you all and just be here. So today we want to talk about our first topic, which is pretty much just who the fuck we are.
Yeah. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you, Shay?
I don't know. I
think
it's a loaded question.
Let's start with who the fuck are we together?
Okay.
Okay. First of all, we're both pagans. We're an interracial couple. We live in Colorado, but we have like two completely separate paths, I guess, in our beliefs. Or
I mean, I wouldn't even say that I am a pagan, per se.
There you go.
I would just say that I'm a witch.
You're just a witch.
Not
just a witch, you're a witch.
Well, you know, I'm a witch who believes in going on my own path. That's why I consider myself a hedge, because I'm a solitary practitioner who is kind of just finding my own flow. But for the most part, I think to sum it up, you have a very specific set of religious, not even religious, but more so like the path of which you follow has like, you know, deities that are included, and the way that you worship is different and it's very like distinct versus me, who really the only values that I hold when it comes to my practicing is just the element and nature and the moon and that kind of thing. So it's very much like nature based on my end, and yours is a little bit more like with the deities and what that includes. And so it's a little bit more specific, which is really interesting. So how do you think our dynamic has changed from when we were first a completely different religious type of couple to now? Because I do want to give them a little bit of our background to start. Like, where are we from, pretty much? How did we get to this point in our relationship now that we're 8 years in?
Like, how far back do we want to go?
I mean, I think we should go to the beginning. So when we first...
Of our relationship our lives?
Like, when we... Like, our relationship today. So when we first met... What did you identify as religiously? Oh,
not much of anything. I was pretty still probably at the tail end of Buddhism, which I still like incorporate into my practice today with meditation and mindfulness and all that jazz.
Right.
But I don't know that I would have considered myself anything. Loosely Christian, just because most of my friends were.
Right.
But I wasn't like balls to the wall Christian yet. That'll come later.
Yeah. but either way, pretty much like when we met, we kind of like cohesively became Christian. Like I was Christian, but I didn't really go to church or anything at that point. And then when we got together, we just kind of like started going like more into the Christian route once we decided that's what we were doing together as a couple.
Yeah.
So we started out being pretty Christian and just trying to find like a comfortable spot to practice, which took a lot of years of us just trying out different churches, different denominations, and then realizing that none of those really fit us at all.
No.
Because we're from Oklahoma originally.
I'm from Northeast Oklahoma, Northeast Oklahoma.
Right, like closer to like Missouri and
Kansas.
And then I am from like a little bit farther into the corner of Oklahoma, city.
Closer to the center-ish.
Right. So we kind of came from two completely different backgrounds. You're more like a country boy. I'm more of a city girl.
Yeah.
And we had different religious beliefs even when we were kids, and then to when we met, I wouldn't say different when we met, because technically like I said, we kind of melded into just being Christian together, and so that's what we did.
Yeah.
And so from that point, So from that point, we decided that this is what we were doing at that moment. We were just going to be Christian.
Yeah.
And we were in the middle of Oklahoma.
It was pretty comfortable because of like most of our friends were pretty, you know, balls to the wall Christian.
Right. Our families are kind of like mostly Christian based for the most part in some way. I was
raised as a Jehovah's Witness, so I was like at the culty end of it when I was a child.
Right.
So like it was pretty ingrained into me. And then, I'd went through like an atheist space whenever I was in my early 20s.
Right, right.
Into Buddhism. And then eventually you just get roped back into Christianity because it's the default of the Bible Belt.
Yeah. So it's, so basically we're coming from some completely different religious backgrounds. And then two being Christian and to now. So, how did we get here pretty much? I feel like about three years ago, you started to kind of show like more interest back into like Buddhism.
I was looking at like, cause I had, we were going to like a church and like,
right.
I had gotten pretty deep into Christianity.
Yeah.
For a while,
I was observing, deep in it that you were going, you were reading that book that said that you like should live by like,
well, I would have considered myself at that point before I was like, oh yeah.
Go.
Like, like a Hebrew roots Christian. Right. I followed the Torah, like all the Jewish laws. Like,
almost like a Judaic Christian.
I didn't eat pork. Like,
it was getting,
I tried
out
not
there
to work on Saturdays.
It like, was really it was, getting in there. You were really like,
and the really like looking back at it, it was because like the whole salvation part of Christianity never made sense to me. Like, you got this God who, I mean, I'm not bashing Christians by any means, but you've it like where I was coming from with that is you've got this God who is like, you know, I'm here to protect you from me.
Yeah.
And like, so like, I don't know. I was like, the whole salvation thing didn't make sense. I was like, well, maybe let's get back to the root of it.
Right.
Which is the Jewish laws, like the Jewish part of the Bible, the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. And let's see if that makes any sense to follow like this God's word that way, rather than just leaving everything to salvation, which never made sense to me. But then like after it's, I don't know, it's like the deeper and deeper I looked into the book as a whole, it just made less and less sense to me. And then by that time I had completely roped Shay into Christianity. Like, she was going to,
I
like,
was fully into it at that point. And I had so many Christian friends and I was going to the mom groups and going to the Sunday night gatherings. And then, And I was really in it, and then I felt a little abandoned by you because you took a completely different route in the middle of us being like balls deep into Christianity.
It felt like overnight, like completely lost my faith, but we were still going to church every week and all that.
And I kind of felt like I kind of lost you for a second, like in our relationship.
It was just
kind of like, okay, this is an awkward moment between us, and just the friction of me wanting you to go to church, you not being completely into it, and then me just feeling like completely, I mean, you did, but I know that I felt so like weird because I knew you didn't want to be there. And so such a weird time for our marriage, and we were only like 4 years into our marriage at that point.
Yeah It just didn't feel authentic to me anymore,
and so, I totally understand, because I had a long history of feeling like I couldn't connect with the Christian faith for a long time, and I still have issues connecting to the Christian faith. However,
I
see, you know, I do see parts of which people can see, you know, the salvation in it. And so therefore,
I don't take anything
from that.
No, it just didn't do it for me anymore.
So to pretty much sum it up, we've been on this path for the last 3 years. And I kind of came into it like a little bit after you did, but it was a full on pretty much year.
Let me go in
back and forth. And then all of us being on the same page for a while, like really me just opening up and saying, well, Christianity wasn't working for me anyways. And I kind of opened my eyes to what you were doing.
Yeah.
And then kind of allowed myself to connect to that path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I broke off was, I started to look back into like the Eastern philosophies. I started looking into like Zen Buddhism a lot and like the Hindu like beliefs. Cause I knew I wasn't an atheist. I knew there was some sort of power, but the Christian philosophies just weren't tickling my fancy. So I was like looking to other places with gods,
right?
Trying to like see, well, shit, that one didn't work. Maybe there's something else out in the universe. So I started listening to like Alan Watts and like a lot of like Eastern philosophies and stuff like that. And then through that, kind of just went back into like, I don't know, just got balls deep into meditation again.
Right.
And then through meditation, started,
just opening back up to that.
Yeah.
To that path.
Yeah. And eventually, like, I had some things happen that made me, like, look into, like, the Norse pantheon and, like, the ancient Germanic philosophies and religions.
Mm-hmm.
And that led me into heathenry. Which, I mean, there's not a lot of information about heathenry, so I like to call myself a syncretic heathen, which is a heathen that also adopts from, like some other pagan philosophies. Like, I also, like, take a lot from, like, Celtic druidry and stuff like that, because there's a little more to go off of. Not much more, but they have at least something to go off of. So
That makes up what your belief system is currently. And then for me to come from like a Christian background, it took me a while to kind of drop the idea of like the Christian God and that whole system and just kind of like how that is supposed to play into like your religious beliefs. And now I am more of a I don't work with any one specific deity. I'm not necessarily on one particular path. I believe in magic. I believe in, pretty much like gray magic, just doing, light work, dark work when necessary. And believing in the moon cycle is one of my biggest factors in my magic. And as well as like connecting with all kinds of things like crystals and fire and candles and those kinds of things. Yeah. So I would say that it really took time for me to come to this path. When I saw Merlin go that way, I kind of had to take some time to evaluate what it was that I believed. And it took me a moment to evaluate that, because I had dabbled in witchcraft before when I was younger. Also dabbled in being an agnostic when I was younger. And so I had those thoughts already and they had happened already. But as an adult, I had just fallen back into what was comfortable. And I really never felt a true connection to Christianity. So being that when you took this step, it kind of allowed me to open up and be comfortable enough to do that too. And so that kind of helped me find my path as well. Mm-hmm. And now I know I am just more comfortable not having a specific deity and being able to practice the way that I want. And so that is kind of like why I like being a hedge in theory, like quote unquote, because, you are practicing solitarily alone. It is just about your magical path and how that relates to nature and how that relates to like the world around you.
In that way, like everything that you just said, we're a lot alike.
Right. We have very open magic between the both of those.
Okay, so from that point, I guess we'll just go into, like, why are we doing this podcast?
Well, we're doing this podcast because we are some darkly humored, twisted...
Yeah.
Just...
We're fucked up people.
We're funny, hilarious type of people who I think when we talk to each other, we think there has to be other people who think this way. It's gotta be. But we, as a couple... I find that we're just, like, so different from so many other couples that we meet. We're completely different as far as, like, our parenting style, our marriage style, our communication style, just in general. Like, we've, ever since we met, we've always connected, and we've always had such a great connection and communication. Like, we've always pretty much just, like, been able to talk to each other. And yeah. So I think having a podcast, like, showing just how, how wide spanned, like, our processes, our relationship is, like, we can see things two completely different ways and still love each other. And so just think about that. And then the world, like, you can be,
we just want to communicate to the world
different and how fucking still great and still be cool.
We communicate with each other.
Right? Like, yeah. we want to show how possible it is to come from completely different places and still see common ground.
Yeah.
Even as husband and wife. Like,
we got a 5-year-old
regular people.
We don't baby talk her at all. We talk to her like she's a human being, or just as a person.
Yeah. Because that's, you know, how to raise a child is not to baby them through life. But
it's turned her into an asshole, but she's confident. She's
completely, but you know what? Like, that's okay. Because you're not supposed to diminish your queens of this world. You're supposed to empower them. And so our daughter, I'm sure, will eventually make a cute little arrival on the channel to talk more about what's going on in her life as a little 5-year-old. But I think that it's cool how wide range we are about just things that we believe in and talk about and agree to disagree on, that kind of thing.
And that will lead us into the next question. What do you see in the future
for the podcast?
Of this podcast.
All right. Well, there is going to be a lot of heated moments. Like, we sound so nice and so sweet right now, politics, but we also can argue
everything, anything under the sun.
We want to talk, like, about aliens. We want to talk about witchcraft. We want to talk about
politics,
just racial topics. We want to talk about family, the mundane life. We want to talk about travel, because we do plan to eventually take this podcast with us on the road. We have a bus we're renovating. We're trying to go abroad and spend some time overseas. So, like, this podcast is going to include a wide range of a ton of things and full of enrichment that I think a lot of people are going to enjoy, especially when it's coming from,
and we also want to have
completely different people.
Yeah, we also want to have guests on the show. I think that would be very cool.
Yes, we do. We want to have our friends. We want to have people that we've encountered, that we've spoken to on a regular basis in our lives, that kind of see, you know, things differently or maybe the same. And we just love hearing different points of view. So, what we really want is for people to also go to our Instagram and find us at Heathen and the Hedge Podcast.
Yep.
Make sure that you send us a DM with a question or tag us in a question.
We want your questions.
We want questions for the podcast, what you want to know, what any topic, it can be anything at all. Because eventually we're going to really rope all of that together.
We're going to try and do, let's see. What about our posting schedule?
We're going to be doing a mundane Monday.
Yeah.
A witchy Wednesday. Yeah. And a freaky Friday. So those are going to be our 3 topics of the week. So you guys can send in questions under those 3 topics. Mm-hmm. Mundane Monday, Witchy Wednesday, or Freaky Friday. And Freaky Friday can be anything from ghosts to UFOs to aliens to conspiracy theories. It doesn't matter.
And it's perfect that this episode's landing on a Monday, because today's Monday.
It sure is.
It's our first episode of Monday. So, it's official, you crazy little heretics. This has been your first Mundane Monday. And it's been fun.
It's been really cool to just like actually do this. We've been talking about it for a while, and I am super excited that we're finally doing it. We're finally here. We're sharing this really crazy window of our world.
And hopefully when we see it, hear you next time or talk to you next time, we won't sound quite as stuffy because we're both recovering from COVID right now.
Wow. And what's so crazy, like really quick before we end this episode, is that like what's so crazy is we got through all of these years without getting COVID.
Yeah.
We took our time getting our vaccines. We finally got the vaccines, and then boom, like we get sick with COVID. And I can tell you what, getting sick with COVID made me hate the world a little bit more.
COVID. We should make a whole episode about COVID because that'll
definitely make a whole episode about how COVID was for us. But I'll tell you what,
couple of years has been a real fucking page turner. You know,
I didn't like people before, but it made me hate people a lot more. Yeah. After the fact, because it makes you realize how gross people are. Like, you're just like, damn it. Like, I totally was fine before this, and now I am down for the count. But that's going to be a whole...
But we're getting better. We're fine.
A whole nother day. Yeah. So, I mean, it's been nice to spend some time together and finally get our asses on this podcast. I'm so proud of us for this first episode. It has been awesome to be here. We thank you all for joining us wherever you find us. And please make sure to find us on Instagram.
Yes.
Heathen and the Hedge podcast. That is the only place that we have a social presence currently. So
I'll get a Facebook page and group started.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to be looking forward to growing our group.
Maybe following. A Patreon at some point.
Definitely. We're also going to be trying to get merch and, you know, possibly a website or something of that nature.
We're going to throw the shit on a t-shirt.
We're definitely going to get a complete establishment once we've got it going.
Mm-hmm.
But,
We had to start here.
We did. We had to start here.
With our first Mundane Monday.
We did.
And that being said, I think we're probably going to wrap it up. It was really, really nice meeting you future people that aren't watching yet, but will be, and you are right now. So we're people from the past. You're in the future. In the present, and we're in the past.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, let's work some magic and get this ball rolling.
Yeah.
And let's make this big.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. That's
right. I'm Merlin.
And I'm Shay.
And we love you guys.
And we'll see you next time on Heathen and the Hedge.
Heathen and the Hedge!